This local and regional news is a presentation of Liberty Bank in Batesville. Open until 7 p.m. for your banking convenience. Making the news is the weather. Hello, Gary B. There could be snow in Arkansas for Christmas. Meteorologists with the National Weather Service say freezing drizzle or rain may fall across the northern part of the state early tomorrow, then transition to rain or snow later in the day. By Christmas Eve, the precipitation is expected to change over to patchy light snow here in North Arkansas, and then fall as a mixture of rain and sleet or rain and snow in central Arkansas. Now in the south, rain will transition to a rain-snow mixture, but perhaps a small layer of a white Christmas. The Arkansas Department of Higher Education says it has awarded 4,265 new scholarships that are funded by the state's lottery for the spring semester. The new scholarships total $9.25 million. More than 3,700 of the awards are going to non-traditional students, while more than 500 scholarships will go to upperclassmen who didn't receive the award when it was first handed out this fall. Students can receive $5,000 scholarships to four-year schools, $2,500 for two-year schools. The state says it has run out of money for the scholarships for this school year, and more than 3,200 eligible non-traditional students are on a waiting list. The state says, though, that 30,575 students have benefited and received scholarships this fall. That is a record. More jobs for Central Arkansas. Dillard's plans to open a distribution center at Mall Mel. They're taking over a former Target facility that closed last year and, by the way, left 500 people out of work. The Little Rock-based department store chain said last night it would use the 850,000-square-foot building to fill internet orders and that up to 300 people would be hired. The center is expected to be fully operational by the end of 2012. Why choose Arkansas, Central Arkansas? Well, Dillard said they came very close to choosing a site in Fort Worth, Texas, but they said keeping the facility close to home was a factor, along with millions of dollars in state and local incentives helped sway the decision to pick Mall Mel. Independence County, city, and township officials will be given the opportunity to take their oath of office on Saturday, January 1st at 10 a.m., It'll be administered by Judge Adam Harkey. All officials invited and encouraged to attend the event at the Independence County Courthouse in the courtroom. On New Year's Day, there'll be an agenda posted the morning of the event as to the order of officials taking the oath of office. Independence County officials are investigating a couple of acts of criminal mischief. Police say two Batesville businesses were struck by vandals who spray-painted. Police say someone spray-painted lettering and words on the roll-up door of the Hair Loft family hair care business on Neely, and police say the side of the Kroger store building on St. Louis was also spray-painted with graffiti. And that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been presented by Liberty Bank in Batesville, open until 7 p.m. for your banking convenience.